Let's go to our occasional series, Solving the World's Problems. Today I'm joined by Herald reporter Kirsty Johnston, who has been looking at some of the issues surrounding investment properties and the property market in general in New Zealand. The divide between landlords and renters continues to rise, and although the property market seems to be taking a bit of a dip or flattening out a bit, the issues still remain. And Kirsty joins me in the studio now. Hello.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thank you. And I'm used to you kind of writing health and maybe slightly more intense stories. How did you get an interest in this?
Yeah, last year I spent a lot of time writing about sexual assault, and towards the end of the year I was feeling really burnt out, so I thought I would have a look at something else. And I've always been really interested in housing but haven't really understood it, so I thought it was a good opportunity to do some learning. And yeah, it's still a huge issue, so there's quite a lot of scope for reporting.
Are you a homeowner?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I only had to move to Dunedin and then back to do it. So.
Okay, good trick. So how did you start to investigate? Like, what did you look at first?
I'm really cool and interesting, so I spend a lot of time just reading government reports at home late into the night.
Yep.
Yeah. And then just a lot of meeting with people and talking and just seeing what the experts feel the issues are. Yeah, and then somebody, I can't remember who now, suggested that I go to one of the investment conferences, because you get quite a different perspective there and you can kind of get a bit more of a feel for that side of the market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because investors are often portrayed as villains or part of the problem, but I don't imagine there's much of that vibe at the investors conference. They would be the heroes there.
Yeah, they were really the heroes. They talked about it being like a property community and promoting prosperity and that kind of thing. So that was really good to get a handle on, that there is, you know, there's a real variety of worldviews out there.
Did you learn much at the investors conference?
Oh, I actually learned a lot. They had so much data, which I really wasn't expecting. I would have loved to take photos of all the slides that they brought up, but they prohibited it, unfortunately, because the data they had was, I'm a massive data nerd, and they had, just amazing amounts of stuff about sales and death rates, which affect property, and it was super interesting.
Did you get the impression from that conference that investing in property is a risk-free business?
Yeah, it didn't seem that risky to me. Lots of people just talked about, you know, there's still money to be made, you just have to do the right thing, there's still money to be made.
Which is a sure sign of a bubble, right?
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable knowing that these people were effectively giving advice. And I did, like, at one point, one of the developers, he said, you know, who here did well at school? And no one put their hands up. And that's when I started to think, oh, hang on a minute. Like, are these people being misled? And that might be an unfair characterization, but that did kind of make me think a bit harder about what was really happening there.
Yeah. I'm not a property investor, although I've talked to a broker who tried to convince me to be one before, and it was... The message was, it's easy. All you need to do is buy a property in Auckland and you are guaranteed a 10% increase in value every year. Might go up and down a wee bit, but you're going to get 10% a year. And that seems dangerous to me, to be telling people that. That was combined with a message that you should leverage as much as possible, and that if you're not leveraging, then you're wasting your life and money and time, and other people are going to overtake you.
Yeah, there seems to be in that property sphere, and I noticed it when I was buying a house, and I think we've all seen it over the last kind of 10 years, there seems to be this like feeling that you're going to miss out. Like, if you don't get on now, if you don't get in now, you're going to miss out. Mm. And, you know, I think we have had 10 years where basically buying property in Auckland was a no-fail win because, you know, the prices just went up so fast. But, you know, we have had crashes before, and yeah, I think
shares were looking pretty good in September 1987.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you
I was just
go
thinking.
Wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I just, yeah, it was just slightly uncomfortable, but it was really interesting. It's good to have different experiences.
Yeah, and as a journalist, is it useful to go along to something like that and see it in person?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, and I think you hear people being a lot more open than they would in, say, if I interviewed them. It was good to hear people being really open with their views among friends, you know.
When you registered, did you say, hi, I'm Kirsty, I'm a journalist, I'm going to be writing about this in the paper?
No, I didn't. I just bought a ticket and went along, kind of like we do to heaps of events, I guess.
Okay. And one of the things that I noted you were a bit concerned about was the kind of blithe advice on turning things like garages into livable spaces.
Yeah, so that came up at the conference when they were talking about what we would call maybe flipping or trading, as known in the game. And that's so you buy a house as a flipper or a trader, and as part of the renovation that you do, you kind of, upgrade the garage, which involved kind of lining it with marine carpet and then maybe lining the walls. Some people put bathrooms in, but most didn't. And then that kind of adds value. But what they said was that it's not a bedroom. It's something called a utility room. And so when I got home, I looked that up in the property listings, and there was just dozens and dozens of them. And it seems to be this kind of workaround, the planning regulations, because they're not consented as a habitable space. So you can't call it a bedroom. But everyone just seemed to know that that was what was going on. Yeah, so that's when I wrote that story, because it was just kind of like this open secret that's bordering on being illegal, but no one's doing anything about it.
Have you come to any conclusions around what needs to change or what the problem might be?
Not yet. I mean, I think the overriding problem is that there's not enough houses. I think that's kind of a well-known fact. And while there's been some changes where we're not seeing families sleeping in cars and things like that, like we were a couple of years ago, there's still a lot of people living in what you would call like homelessness or temporary housing, motels and that kind of thing.
And garages,
yeah. And I think that's what shocked me the most, was that it was like normal. And some of my family live out in South Auckland, and they were saying, oh yeah, when we looked for a house, that was just every house had that kind of thing. And I'd found it really confronting that not only was it normalised, but people were profiting off the desperation of other people. Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
Do you have a view as to whether investors and the investor mentality is part of the problem, or are you not allowed a view as a reporter?
I don't really think it's investors. I don't really think it's any one group of people that's the problem. Mm. It's kind of our national psyche where we've stopped seeing homes as, you know, a human right or something like that, and we've started seeing them as a commodity. One of the business writers at work, Liam, he kind of explained it to me as we've become an asset-based economy, you know? We put all of our money into things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just sell them round in circles.
How does Liam write so many stories, by the way?
I don't know.
Did he write that entire business section?
Yep, I think he does. And then he's like always looking really relaxed as well. And I'm just like, how are you doing that?
Are current rental laws sufficient to protect the interests of renters in particular?
I think most renters would say no. There's been some stories recently about lots of renters being ripped off. But also a really good indicator is the Tenancy Tribunal, which was set up to help tenants, and currently 90% of cases taken in there are by landlords against tenants.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Have you been following this insulation deadline at all?
Yeah, I have been, and I think that will help. Everyone seems to think it will help.
July 1st, if your landlord has not insulated your house, you get to claim $4,000 off them.
Yeah, yes, you do.
And that's like 10 days away, and there are varying estimates, but there seem to be tens of thousands of houses that won't have insulation.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Well, I know that to get insulation currently, there's a big wait in a lot of places. So I think some people might be trying to do it, and, you know, I think maybe they should get, you know, a bit of a break if they're trying to get it done and it's all booked
out. 2.5 years they've had.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to stay on the story?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely stay on the housing story. It's such a big area, and I'm really enjoying learning new things. I'm learning quite a lot about, you know, money and business, so that's...
Did you get cross emails from the investors conference once you ran that story?
No, I didn't. It's really interesting on what stories you get lots of emails about. Like when I wrote about sexual violence for a whole year, I got so many emails from people, like very horrible emails largely. But yeah, there was nothing, so... Yeah, that was a kind of a weird...
What sort of emails are you getting when you're writing about sexual violence?
Abuse, yeah.
Abuse of you?
Yeah, of me.
For what? Blaming men for everything?
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably another chat sometime.
Yeah.
Kirsty Johnston, reporter for the New Zealand Herald. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.